while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Major candidates in the Minnesota U.S. Senate race participate in a candidate forum. Governor Walz will allow a peacetime emergency to expire, and we're less than a week away from the primary election. But first, people living in a homeless encampment in St. Paul are finding it difficult to leave as the city comes in with crews to clear the area.
They only gave us, like, 2.5 weeks to find somewhere to go.
Kind of crazy, to say the least, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what we've seen is the attempt to put a bandage on what is otherwise a bleeding humanitarian crisis.
The city approved a nearly $1.1 million transfer to Ramsey County ahead of time to expand shelter bed capacity. Catholic Charities' Dorothy Day Place added 49 emergency overnight beds, and Chief Program Officer Keith Kazorski says they have experienced a surge in first-time intakes this week.
We've seen more people than would be typical for any given day, and our job is to figure out what they need and how we meet that need, more so than where did they come from.
He says staff are conducting regular perimeter checks near their facility to connect displaced people with services and hot meals, and they're communicating with other local shelters to plan out how to keep up with the demand for beds. Major candidates in the Minnesota U.S. Senate race participating in a candidate forum at Farm Fest in Redwood Falls today. On the subject of tariffs and the country's approach to trade, Republican Michelle Tavoya says farmers need to look long-term.
And that is trade agreements all over the world with reliable trading partners, not just China, reliable trading partners so that you can grow.
Republican candidate Royce White.
When is enough enough? You're paying China, you're paying Israel, you're paying Al-Shabaab in Somalia, you're paying the Ukraine, and they're producing grain pretty well, aren't they? You're paying everybody. When are the American people going to get their cut?
Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig.
I think the Trump administration should expand domestic markets and quit being loosey with the football with E15. You can do all of that, but when you refuse to renew USMCA, the single most important trade agreement and markets for our farmers, you're making a mistake.
Minnesota DFL Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
I think people would rather just have reliable markets and be able to sell their products. And as Congresswoman Craig said, and I agree with her, when we see $40 billion being sent to Argentina for cattle, this is outrageous. It's a setup.
All four candidates are participating in next week's primary elections. Governor Walz today saying that he will allow a peacetime emergency to expire and turn the focus to recovery after wildfires burned through thousands of acres of land in northern Minnesota.
We're in a better spot than I think I anticipated.
In the past few weeks, timely rain helped to dampen the wildfires, though officials say there's still a lot of hot spots and residual heat within the Superior National Forest.
I know it's hard to hear for all of us, but we're entering fall, and we're actually entering fire season by traditional standards would be right now. So this fight, the resources that went into it, the personnel and everything that's gone into this was early for that.
Northern Minnesota residents will still need to heed local warnings as conditions could change. Mike Lindell is stepping down as CEO of MyPillow to focus on his bid for Minnesota governor. While questions about his residency and viability against Democrat Amy Klobuchar swirl amongst the GOP, President Trump has endorsed Lindell himself. Lindell, who founded MyPillow in 2004, made the announcement on his streaming service yesterday that he'd no longer be chief executive or majority owner. The company took a hit in 2020 amid Lindell's false claims that the election was stolen. The businessman has been leading in recent polls ahead of Tuesday's primary election. We are less than a week away from that primary election, with some voters expressing concerns about federal agents at polling places. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon telling WCCO's Adam and Jordana it's been done for years, adding,
they have to get approval from the local jurisdiction. They can't just say we're coming. So local jurisdictions, counties, and cities have the ability to say no.
They also asked him about the residency status of gubernatorial candidate Mike Lindell, and Simon said he is a resident of Minnesota. Republican Party leaders had questioned that, whether Lindell violated campaign finance laws by handing out his pillows at a parade, encouraging voters to vote for him. The former prison in Appleton, Minnesota, could hold Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees as soon as this fall. The Department of Homeland Security has finalized a contract with company CoreCivic to open the 1,600-bed facility effective August 11th. About 20 miles east of the South Dakota border, the Prairie Correctional Facility hasn't been in use since 2010. CoreCivic will get per diem pay for the number of detainees held on top of a fixed monthly payment. They're preparing for intakes as soon as the fall and plan to be fully up and running by the middle of next year. Finally, if you suffer from seasonal allergies, you might want to start taking medications right now.
Pollen counts expected to increase as we move through August. An allergy and asthma specialist, nurse practitioner Kristen Weber, says it's best to try to get ahead of those symptoms. She says some people find out the hard way.
They end up, you know, taking it for a few days and then stopping to see if they're better, but then they're not better. So they try to restart it, and then they can't catch up. The nasal inflammation is already there. The eyes become irritated, and that's hard to get rid of.
She also says it's a good idea to get tested to see what you're actually allergic to.
Maybe it's not a pollen. Maybe it's a mold that they're reacting to.
With warmer temps, she says, expect this allergy season to linger into late fall. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.